Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me again this week on Lessons Learned by Ivad and Yusuf. I'm so excited because love is in the air. First of all, I want to say thank you to Rico Mazid for this wonderful intro and outro sound that you've given to our podcast. Yay! I'm so excited. It was a gift in support of this podcast, and I'm really excited. Thank you so much. So if you want to get good music, good sound, mix, master, audio, recorded, anything that you want, reach out to Rico Mazid and he'll hook you up. So yeah, it's the season of love, as they like call it, and yeah, today I want to just take a peek and share a lesson that I've learned. So first of all, the Bible categorizes love into like different kinds. So there is the kind of love that you have for family members, like your brothers, your sisters, your parents. There's kind of love that you have for your spouse. It's called eros, erotic love. Yeah, there's the kind of love that you have for your friend, and we have the agape love. That's the God kind of love. And you know, this just showed me how love can embody different personalities but still be the same. So you know, you love your sister and you love your brother and you love your parents, but it's not the same way that you love your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend. So it's kind of different, but it's the same. You cannot name it something else. It's just love. In the same way you love your friend, you know, you have a friend that you love so much, and you have a friend turned sister or friend turned brother or friend turned family, and it's different. You can't explain it, but you can't name it something else. It's just love, right? And so this just taught me, like, okay, love has the capacity to embody different personalities but still remain the same. Another lesson I learned is that love has expectations. So even Jesus, you know, would say, if you love me, you know, keep my commandments. So when he was talking to Peter and he was asking Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I do. And he say, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. You know, love has expectations. And even generally, like worldwide view or perspective, you know, you hear statements like, if he loved her, he wouldn't do this, or if she loved him, she wouldn't do this, that. Or maybe like a season like this, like Valentine's season, you know, you hear things like, oh wow, maybe a particular girl or guy is, let me just say girl because I don't know about guys' experience. So let's say a particular friend, girlfriend of yours, you know, on Valentine's Day, like received a lot of gifts and a lot of attention or special, you know, something special. You'd be like, wow, this guy really loves you. You know, they're just like expectations, sometimes unspoken, sometimes spoken, that love has of you in like behavioral, you know, changes, acts and attitudes, you know. And as a believer, we are called to a higher standard of love, not just the love that is practiced, because the standard of love that we are giving gave, you know, for us, love gives. Do you get? And regardless of who it is, the affection, the object of that love, we have a commandment to love. This is simply because, this is what I learned, if we say we are children of God, that means we carry the same DNA and makeup as the one who gave birth to us, who is our Father, who is God the Father. And if the Bible says that God is love, that means I am love. And if God has the capacity to love like he did through Jesus Christ, that means by inherent nature of being born, I am love. And I have potentials and capacities in me to love the way God loves. So how did God love? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave up his only. That means my ability to give up my only or everything for the sake of another is love. Even the Bible says, no greater love than this, than a man to lay down his life for his friend. You understand? So I have this. So I learned recently that I actually have the capacity to love the way Jesus loved, because I have the nature of my Father, which is love. Maybe that's why I'm so almost so upset when like injustice happens in the world or things, you know, I get so mad, you know. But I think that the characteristic and the nature of love inside of me rebels at injustice or things that are out of character with the love that should be expressed. Okay, so that being said, since I got married, the one question that has trumped all other questions, including how is married life, is how do you know he's the one? So I'm going to just share one thing, and if you ever have any questions about this privately, you can, you know, send me a message or anything, and then we can talk more. But first of all, it's never overrated when they say go for somebody who is born again. Go for a believer, somebody that believes what you believe. It's very important because it allows you people to cross that hurdles to other things because you have the same mindset. Okay. Every other thing follows after this. Love, go for someone who believes what you believe. Go for someone who is born again, right? So to that, I will add, watch how the person loves God. The truth is that if somebody isn't born of God and isn't loving God, the person has no capacity naturally and behaviorally to love you. The person cannot love you simply. So God is love, and we learn love as a nature from God the Father. We also learn love as an act from Jesus, his son, because he exemplified love by coming to die for us and all the things that he had to do and go through to love us even while we're yet sinners. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 13 speaks about the outward manifestation of a love-filled life. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not easily angered, it's not irritable, it's not jealous, it does not seek its own way. You know, and so many things that 1 Corinthians 13 talks to us about. But those are like the outward manifestation of what love is. You cannot say love is kind as an attribute, but kindness is not the only thing that love is. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I've learned that there are so many things that come out of the attribute. Just the way love is patient, love is kind. Love can die for its friend. Love can commit 100%. Love can, you know, simply lay down his life for another. So out of love, all these things are born. But you see, only a few people with this God kind of nature will be willing to lay down their lives physically and figuratively for you. So if you watch how the person loves God, you know that the person has capacity to love you. Sex is not love in its nature form, right? And love is not feelings in its nature form. Emotional expressions, the feelings, come from love. They can also come from lust or selfishness, etc., etc. So I'm not moved really by how someone is attracted to me, because it could be from anywhere, but I need to know that the nature of love you have it, because from that nature, it's like, because I'm a woman, I'm female by nature, I know I have capacities to give, put to bed, like have a baby. Because naturally, I'm endowed with capacities that can make me have outward manifestations, like having a baby. Whether I have a baby or not, I know I have capacity because of my nature as a woman. So if I have the nature of love because I'm born of God, I know that I have capacities to love outwardly and have the whole 1 Corinthians 13 experience. So if you're looking for someone, a partner, look at how they love God. It will tell you if they are innately, their nature is love. People can love you and show acts of love or acts of kindness or goodness temporarily, but very few people will be willing to go the extreme of laying down their lives physically and figuratively for you. And the only way you can know that somebody can do that is if the person is born of love. You know that inherent in their nature, they have the capacity to do the same because they have a father called God. So as I was saying, sex is possible without love, you know, but it's possible with feelings without love. But sex done from love is called intimacy. And you cannot achieve that if the person does not love you. So the attraction and all those things, they are like, the exciting part is like going for an adventure, and then you have like exciting parts, sightseeing and things along the way. That's how I see it. Sex helps you be intimate with that person too, but sex done in love helps you to reach into depths of love with that person that you cannot have otherwise. So if it's just how good the person is, how attracted you are to a person, or how attracted the person is to you, that tickles your fancy, know that love is more important than all of that, and in love you can get all of that and more. The reason why I'm saying this is that a person who would love you because he has a nature of love can love you and commit to you like the person can die for you. So here's my take, basically. Love someone that loves God. Love someone that's born of love, which is born of God. That way you know that the person knows how to love right. Secondly, if you want God to give you that person that loves right, know that God also wants that person, which is his son or his daughter, to be loved right as well. So the first step, I know this, I say secondly, but the first step you should go is start loving right by loving God and learning how to love God. That way you are building capacity. You are building the capacity that your nature self, your nature love self has to show outward manifestation of love. And that way you'll be able to love God's son or daughter right. And God will also give you someone who will love you right because you are his son or daughter. So thank you for listening to us. I hope you have a very wonderful love season this period. Remember, the best way to know love is through the one who is love, and that's God. So enjoy the season, and I love you. Bye.